Good morning. My guest this morning is Alexis Christensen from the Pegasus Theater Company. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning, Roland.
A new Pegasus Theater Company production opening February 12th. This is called Don Juan in Chicago. Everything about this show that I've read on this press release seems to be fun. So talk about, you're the director, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, talk about the show.
Well, it's absolutely a blast. I mean, everything in the press release is written really well to showcase the wit and the humor that's already in the script. I mean, David Ives is such a beautiful playwright. He's one of my personal favorites, and he did such beautiful things with this story. So Don Juan gets in his little... his kerfuffle back in 1599 in Spain.
Yeah,
and then
right.
The show fast forwards 400 years whenever Don Juan has changed his name to Don Johnson. And he's living in Chicago and he's still trying to bed a different woman every night. And so there's so much humor in it. And the trick.
As it says here, 146,000 women
yes,
later.
Yes, absolutely. And so as you can tell, he's gotten a little bit tired of all the new
right.
wooing and finding.
Yeah.
Different
right.
things with different people. So he's gotten a little bit exhausted, and it's really humorous. There's wonderful rhyming couplets in the play, and anytime Mephistopheles is on stage, everyone's speaking in rhyme, which is, I mean, it just causes a whole bunch of fun whenever the rhyme is not so much like Shakespeare, but it's played around with a little bit more.
I know, too, that the Don Juan servant Leporello is called Lefty.
Yes, absolutely. He's called Lefty in the future.
Don and Lefty. It's great.
Yeah.
This is going to be presented in Grayton at the Grayton Community Club, which is 8996 Grayton Road. But it's just on the right as you come into town. You've been doing shows there for a while now, right?
We have been, yeah. Pegasus has been kind of based out of that space for at least the last year and maybe a little bit more. They're right now a nomadic theater company, so they're still doing shows up in Guerneville. They've got this summer in the Riverkeeper Park again, and it's Three Musketeers, but a lot of their shows, their tapas shows, are still taking place in the Grayton Community Center, and obviously Don Juan is taking place there. I'm not sure how much of the rest of their season is going to take place in the community center.
What's the seating like at the community club?
It's actually a big open room, so we set out the seats however we want. For this one in particular, there's going to be two groups of seating, and there's going to be an aisle down the middle, and they're just folding chairs. They're nicer folding chairs. But
how large an audience will it accommodate?
Probably somewhere around 50 or 60.
Yep, one of those.
Yeah,
one of
absolutely.
Those minimal theater
yes,
companies.
Absolutely. And it's very intimate.
Right.
The actors, I've staged it so a lot of the action is taking place on the ground right up close to everybody. So hopefully it'll really bring people right into the story.
Well, Pegasus Theater Company has been around Sonoma County a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you long for your own theater?
Well, you know, it's funny because my husband, who's actually playing the character of Don Juan, has had his own theater company, Narrow Way Stage Company.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's been running for 10 years now. So I do a lot of help with him. Right now, I don't think I want to run my own company because there's a whole bunch of business involved in that.
No, isn't there
and,
ever?
And I'm very much on the artistic side of it. So I really love working with all the different companies. I've done two shows at 6th Street Playhouse. I was just in their version of Christmas Carol with Charles Siebert.
Uh-huh.
And I was in their One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which was a couple years ago now. And I do a lot with Narrow Way Stage Company. I do pretty much almost a show every year with Pegasus. So I like working with all sorts of different companies.
You really keep busy.
I do.
Based on other shows, would you say that... that people should get their tickets in advance?
Absolutely, yeah. I would think so, just so that you can make sure you go on the night you want to go to.
Right. Okay, well, let me tell them exactly how to do that.
Awesome.
This is Don Juan in Chicago, right? So you don't want to miss it. The way to get tickets is if you want to go through Brown Paper Tickets, which is really the simplest way to do it, it's Pegasus Theater with an E-R dot brownpapertickets.com, or you can call 1-800-838-3006. Thanks for coming in, Alexis.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening, too. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.